both my arms and legs were sore. On my upper lip, there's a growth I've never seen before. And I wish that there was someone I could call. The WGN hotline. I have edema on my thighs, pink stuff in my eyes, and I need you now. I've got a stomach pain that's low, fungus on my toe, and I need you now. He's Northwestern Medicine VP. Call Dr. Morse right now. Doc Morse, Doc Morse, Doc Morse, Doc Morse, Doc Morse.
Love it. I love the songs, the John DeCoste songs. It feels like I feel like I'm at home when, you know, as a listener getting a chance to sit in Steve's chair to hear the fun introductions to the regular guests. Andre, it's fun. Justin Kaufman in for Steve Cochran this morning. And, of course, Mondays is the day that we check in with Dr. Most, as you just heard John DeCoste talk about, Dr. Most on the line. Mm-hmm. Doctor, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Hey, Justin, how are you?
It's good. This segment sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, of course, for the pursuit of better healthcare starts here. And we are talking about healthcare this morning. I'm good. And, you know, I'm fascinated by the story we're going to talk about today. And I'm glad that we're going to talk about it because I saw it last week and I was like, this is great. Apple, Amazon, other companies want to get into their own healthcare business. They see this as an opportunity for cost-cutting measures when it comes to providing their employees with better healthcare. What's the impetus? Is that the straight-up impetus for why these companies are shedding the old standard ways of going through old healthcare companies and thinking about starting their own?
Well, you know, you would hope that it's not. You would hope that that's not the number one reason, but ultimately it's got to be in there. But we really would look at it and say, are these companies saying, hey, we're tired of hearing from our employees saying they had a bad experience with healthcare, they had to take a day off of work to go see a doctor, you know, the drug costs are too high, had to wait to get something. So hopefully they're looking at it and saying, you know what, you guys, you're so siloed and so fragmented, we're going to go out there and try to prove that we can do this a little bit better.
Yeah, I wonder about why they would do it, but you're absolutely right. I mean, there's two sides to this coin. One, which is, can they provide better health care to their employees, because their employees may be complaining about the health care that they get usually. But on the other side is this idea that it is a monster cost to employers. I mean, to be able to offer health care to all the employees that work for an Apple or an Amazon, it is a staggering number. And if you could provide it at a cheaper cost, then you're actually doing better for your business.
Yeah, that's the big thing with them. You know, for most people, most companies, the cost for an employee for their health care to the direct cost of the company is about $7,000. So they have, what, 1.2 million people, if I'm not mistaken, in these companies. So that's over $7 billion. So their company, if they look at it, and they're smart people. You look at Berkshire Hathaway, you look at Chase, you look at those companies that have said, we have become more efficient. We are able to cut 10%, 15% costs out of our companies while still delivering a better product like Amazon. You know, you're talking about $700 million to their bottom line, close to $1 billion, right, if you can get up to that 15% saving.
You know, it is interesting because for a long time, many corporations and American businesses, they have not waded into the area of providing their own healthcare. But when you talk about innovation and talk about just, you know, how business is working today, where a lot of stuff can be in-house, it does make a lot of sense.
Oh, absolutely it does. And especially if you have the number that's big enough to say, I can do it this way. There's going to be a lot of companies watching these people, watching these companies to see what they do. You know, we always say, oh, Amazon can't get into healthcare. Yeah, well, Amazon used to deliver books.
Right, right.
And look at what they've done. You know, they make an announcement that they're going into an industry, stocks tank in those other industries knowing that they are there. So very innovative. And you got someone like Berkshire Hathaway, very diversified company. And you have the financial backing of Chase, which is a huge company as well.
Now, they've done this where Amazon Chase and Berkshire Hathaway have partnered up. This is something, do you see this as a trend where these big businesses, instead of offering their own specific, we're going to get into the healthcare business just as our own company to provide healthcare for our own employees, this is something where Amazon Chase and Berkshire Hathaway have teamed up?
Yeah. So they teamed up and they said, hey, we're going to build this healthcare company. That's about all they've said. So people are saying, are they going to have an insurance company? Are they going to try to deliver care differently? Are they going to partner with health systems? Are they going to go after the pharmacy benefits? No one's really sure, but I can tell you there's a lot of people that are very interested in some companies that are probably shaking a little bit knowing that these guys are going at it.
Doc, could this have an impact on something as simple as sick days? Because I know that's big to companies as well. Many companies allow you to roll it over, which obviously has a huge cost for that. Others say at the end of the year, you're done.
Yeah. You know, they use it, you use it or lose it.
Right.
But really, when you look at sick days, companies get what I call a triple hit on sick days. One, they pay you because you're using it as a sick day. Two, they're paying for your health care while you're gone to see the doctor. And three, they lose out on that productivity of you not being there. So when you're not in that chair, when Steve's not in that chair, and Justin's getting paid for today, and, well, Steve's on vacation, but let's say he was sick, he's getting paid. But they get that triple whammy, right?
Right.
And then you talk to patients and they say, well, I had to take a day off to go see my doctor. So they take 8 hours of sick day for a 15-minute visit.
Right.
So these companies are going to be saying, no. We're going to have better access to care. We're going to make it so it's more convenient for you. We're going to do things so that you don't need to take a sick day to go see a doctor.
Now, there are a lot of questions about, I mean, because obviously we're just talking about this because they announced, like you just said, a healthcare company. We don't know what that means. But when you do think about what are some of the things that could go awry when companies get into the business of providing their employees their own specified or specific healthcare?
Yeah, you know, some people get concerned. Are they going to limit what we can do? Are they going to make it so small that I have to go to Dr. X? And boy, I used to go to Dr. Y and I can't go to him anymore. So will they limit that panel? Will they shut that down and close it down? Are they going to limit some of the things that they can do? Because now, with some of the changes in Obamacare, they can offer different products now. But we have tons of people taking this high deductible plan, you know, that shifts the cost back to the patient and back to the employee. So they may be looking at that and saying, wait a second, if we partner and we can take some of these costs back, we're going to have more engaged employees. We're going to have people that want to stay with us. We're going to have people that want to come to work for us because of this.
Yeah, Dr. Kevin Most joins the Cochrane Show on Mondays. Let's do this. I want to take a quick break, so stay close, and we'll come back on the other side. It's Steve Cochrane Show here on 720 WGN. I'm in for Steve Cochrane, Justin Kaufman here, Andre Darlis, of course, Dave Bennett as well, Jen DeSalvo, Sandberg, Joe Romano. Everybody's here, but Steve, he'll be back a little bit later in the week. But right now we're talking with Dr. Kevin Most about healthcare exchanges and whether or not healthcare offered by regular companies, if Amazon Chase and Berkshire Hathaway just partnered up to form a healthcare company for their employees, whether or not that's going to be the future. And this word gets thrown around a lot, Dr. Most, when we talk about disruptors. And we hear this a lot in the tech industry here in Chicago and with startups where people are looking for new ways to really be able to offer services and products that mess with the old way. Is this what we're seeing? I mean, are these companies actually disrupting the healthcare business?
They have a great possibility of disrupting it. Let me give you just a simple example. A prescription. You know, as the patient, all your experience really is going to the pharmacy and giving them a piece of paper or waiting for your prescription. But when you look at the whole chain of what happens there, the drug is manufactured. It goes to a company called a pharmacy benefits manager, or PBM. They negotiate prices. They help set formularies for insurance companies. Then the manufacturer sends it to a distributor. The distributor sends it to the local delivery to the pharmacy warehouse. The local pharmacy delivers it locally to the pharmacist, and it goes to you. Think about all those steps. Each of those steps are taking maybe a little slice here, a little slice there, a little bit there, but it all adds up. Now, fast forward, and Amazon says to the drug company, you deliver straight to us, we put it on a drone, and we deliver it straight to the house.
Right.
Okay, you cut out a lot of that.
I mean, that's a big. Is that a big part of where the cost is at when it comes to distribution and the idea of having middlemen? Is that a lot where the customer might see a cost?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at healthcare costs. Although pharmacy is down a little bit, it's like the third highest cost after hospital and some other things, but it's still a $375 billion portion of our healthcare business and is increasing because as we age and as we keep people alive and functioning and more active normally during the days, we're treating diabetes, we're treating hypertension longer, we're treating cancer longer, so we're starting to see more medications and more medications for chronic use. That's why, you know, mail order pharmacies are really doing well. Well, Amazon can take it another step and eliminate two other areas in there, which is going to lower costs.
And I think the main question here, Doc, with everybody listening to this, can this bring our premiums down?
Well, you certainly would hope so, right? I mean, I think that these companies are going to prove, because that's what they're trying to do, right? They're trying to not prove we're going to make a company that makes money. We're going to try to make a company that costs us less. So as it costs them less out of pocket, you would think that they would pass the premium on because it's usually based on a percentage. Our cost is this much. We're going to pay 80%. You're going to pay 20%. So you would think that it'll bring premiums down. And look at what Apple has said. Apple is going to open clinics, and they're not saying we are going to have the best health care. They say we are going to have the best experience.
Yeah. There you go.
My question, I'll be the cynic here. The only question is when you talk about lowering costs or possibly passing that on to premiums, the one thing that seems to be still in question is the quality of that healthcare. I mean, are we in a position where these companies are going to see that because they have the bottom line and they are the ones that want to reduce costs, that they're going to, you know, maybe exclude services or
cut corners
or do what have you to, they're more interested in their bottom line necessarily over the healthcare of their employees.
Yep. So I think that that is probably one of the biggest concerns. The interesting thing right now is that we're talking about it, and the media is talking about it, and these guys know they are under the microscope. So they, if they start cutting and saying, this is how we did it, boy, this is going to backfire on them. I think what they're trying to do is prove that this healthcare is so siloed and so fragmented that if we can work on this, cut some costs, have a better experience, now they're going to have a product that other companies are going to be coming to them saying, hey, can we jump on this bandwagon? Yeah. And they're going to be looking for partners who embrace technology, opened ways to provide a better service. So this could be very disruptive. This could be kind of a game changer if they can prove that they can do it.
Well, obviously, the conversation continues as more companies get involved in disrupting healthcare, especially for their employees. Dr. Kevin Most joins the Cochrane Show each week. And Dr. Most, great to talk with you, especially about this issue, and thanks for joining us this morning.
You got it. And yeah, you know, Justin, the other thing with Apple, think about everything they're doing with all their Apple apps, the healthcare apps, everything, you know, that they're now, they're going to have this small group of people, not even small, a large group of people that they're going to be able to test all these and prove them before they even put them to market.
Yeah, that's so crazy. Just think about what your phone tracks already, right?
Yep.
Dr. Most, thank you.
To you.
Good talking
to you.
See you, Doc.
Yep.